Welcome to your five for the day. Recently, a man named Andrew celebrated being a Christian for 18 years, which is 18 of his 36 years, about 50% of his life. He had spent the first 18 years without Christ in his life. Somebody asked him the searching question, was it worth it becoming a Christian, getting saved, being born again? When it's all been said and done, was it the right choice? I found his answer very touching. Here's what he said. Before, I was blind. I stumbled around in the dark trying to figure out what life was all about, knowing deep down that I wasn't right with God. I just focused on the next thrill to keep my mind off reality, the reality of God. Heaven, hell, eternity, life, death. I didn't want to hear, to think. I was running away from God. Now, I see my sin in all its ugliness, but it is covered and cleansed away by the blood of God's Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. I walk following the most glorious light, the most wonderful person. I know that the Son of God has come, died for me, was raised again and lives for me, that he has saved me from myself, my sin, and my deserved punishment. I can face tomorrow. I can face reality full in the face. I might not make it to the weekend like you. I don't know what is round the corner, but I'm acquainted with the God who is already there and who has it under control. In fact, by his grace, because I trust his Son, he has brought me into his family. This gives me a peace and assurance that is worth everything to me. The Apostle Paul put it better than I could, as he drew near to the end of his life in a Roman prison cell. The all-conquering, never-dying, death-defying love that he had found in Christ Jesus caused him to write under the shadow of his own execution. Writing to the younger Timothy, he expressed it like this, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep what I have committed to him until that day. Andrew concluded his testimony like this, there is nothing in this life quite like knowing that the Lord Jesus Christ is your Saviour, and being assured that the future is securely in his hands, come what may. Please consider my Saviour for yourself. A little boy and his mother were crossing a bridge. The mother was quite scared, so she asked her little one, Sweetheart, please hold my hand so that you don't fall into the river. The little boy said, No, Mum, you hold my hand. What's the difference? Asked the puzzled mother. There's a big difference, replied the little boy. If I hold you a hand and something happens to me, chances are that I may let your hand go. But if you hold my hand, I know for sure that no matter what happens, you will never let my hand go. Thank you for listening, and God bless you.